All right, great team win this past week against the 49ers. I thought our staff put together a good plan. I thought the players did a great job executing it. We had some individual guys that had exceptional efforts. In the secondary, the two Williams brothers, Kaywan and Tremont, had really good games for us. At the linebacker position, Armani Bryant and Nate Orchard were very productive for us in the run and pass game. And then up front with the defensive line, Dez Bryant continues to be a beast inside for us, and he was obviously very productive. It's great to get the win. It's great to feel this way after a win. Our guys definitely have some juice this week. We're excited to go up to Seattle. We know it's going to be a great challenge. It's a very good offense. They got weapons. We're off to a good start, and look forward to Sunday. Yeah, when we first got here, we were excited about him. He was a guy that we targeted when we were in Buffalo as a defensive coaching staff, as a guy we liked in the draft. So right when we got here, we were excited about him. We started him out as a defensive lineman. He played big end for us. Last year, he made some big plays in the preseason, kind of established himself what we thought in our first year here just as more of an interior pass rusher. When we had the injuries that we had last year in the D-line, he was thrusted into more first and second down duty, and he was doing a great job for us. He was really developing, and then he suffered the injury, which was a major loss for us. When we started the year this year, we thought he could help us some at rush linebacker, more as just as a true defensive end, not a guy that would drop into coverage a lot. As we got towards the end of training camp, we made the move for him to be totally in the outside backer room. And as he's gotten the hang of all the outside linebacker techniques, what his role is within each scheme, he's really gotten better every week. And he's a guy that can be a difference maker. I mean, he's got difference maker ability in the run and pass game. He can do some things that are, I don't know how he does it, as far as how he can get skinny and get, you know, slip in between two blocks. But he's a guy that I think's only going to get better the more he plays in the scheme, okay, and stays at that position.
Has he gotten better as a run?
Yes, he has. He's gotten a lot better. I mean, it's different when you're playing on the edge than inside because there's more space. There's more time before you actually engage that block. So it's different with your hand placement. You don't want to get off a block just as quick as you might inside because the back's not coming to you as quick. You got to make sure you hold the edge. So those are all things that he's getting more and more comfortable with as the year goes on.
What took you off your mind with this San Francisco performance relative to, I know, against the better quarterbacks? Obviously, there were some bad days, and, you know, you get a chance to not have to face one of those guys, and, you know, you have your best day.
It was great to get the win. I mean, winning's like nothing else in this profession, in this league. I love my job. Usually by 3 o'clock on Monday, I'm over it, whether we won or lost. But it's good. The players have worked so hard. You know, the coaching staff's worked hard. It's good to get a reward. So it was big for us.
When you play a running quarterback, like a guy can scramble and get outside the pocket, yeah, like Russell Wilson or even Johnny, how does that change how you scheme defensively and kind of changes the spacing of the defense for the receiver?
Yeah, you got to be disciplined in your rush lanes. You know, you got to probably have somebody account for him. You know, you won't usually see a lot of two-man coverage, where you have five underneath guys in man coverage and then two deep safeties when you're playing a running quarterback, because if he does get out, he's going for a long way. And then, you know, with some guys who are statues back there, you can't be as exotic with some of your pressure packages because you can't leave an open edge. You know, you got to make sure you have edges to your rush. So you got to change some things. But a lot of that's situational-based, hash-based, down and distance-based, you know, so you know, we're still going to roll the dice some. I'm, you know, like most teams will, but it's got to be the right shot in the game.
The role that Wilson's on in the last four games, can you tell what he's doing better? And that's
he's not turning the ball over. He's not taking sacks. He's truly a dual threat quarterback. He's a guy that can make plays running the ball, and he can make plays throwing the ball above his shoulder. He does a great job buying time, and then getting the ball to his playmakers downfield. They do a great job staying alive in their routes. They're giving him a lot on offense. He's got flexibility to get the offense in the right play. So he's playing at a high level right now. He really is.
Adjustments losing their best running backs as the season's gone on?
No, their run game has been what it's been. You know, I know the two guys that they just added, the Bryce Brown kid. You know, I remember him in Philly when LeSean McCoy got hurt, and he had a pretty productive year for him. So I don't think that what they do from a run game point of view is going to be much different than what they were doing in Philly with some of the zone read stuff and the zone stuff. And then Michael, they just picked back up. He was on their team last year, who played a lot for him. So I don't see them changing much, you know, with what they had with the other guys.
Playing time for Gaines, how did he make out the start to finish there?
I thought he did a good job. I thought he's gotten better every week. I mean, obviously, the Pittsburgh game was a little bit of a growing experience for him. And I thought he came out the next week. He battled. Played a lot for us. He did a good job. And then, you know, I thought, you know, to date, this past week against the 49ers, he had one of his better games. I thought he did a much better job tackling, which was big for him. We challenged him with that early in the week, and he did a good job coming through for us.
What do you think the difference was Sunday for you guys that allowed you to get the 9 sacks?
Well, it helps when you have the lead because you it allows you to get into some more passing opportunities. I thought our guys did a really good job on early downs, getting them in obvious passing situations. So we either won in the run game or we did a great job in coverage, forcing an incomplete pass. I thought our secondary played really well. We matched routes. We bought time for those guys. And I thought we had a good plan, and the players executed it. Yeah.
Just what have you seen from him lately, and in that game specifically? How much how positive was that for him to do?
Well, it's great for Nate. You know, I mean, it's always good when a guy gets his first sack as an NFL player. Like I said a couple weeks ago, he's been close a bunch, you know, and sacks come in bunches. You know, we found that out this past Sunday. We've had a bunch of guys that have been close. You know, we just haven't finished the deal or the ball's gotten out. But Nate's a guy that comes to work every day. He does everything you tell him. Works hard in the meeting room. Works hard at practice. Takes almost every scout team rep for us at defensive end, and then turns around and gets real reps. So there aren't too many guys on our defense that work harder than him. And he studies. It was great to see him get those two sacks, because I know that the media's been on him a little bit, so I'm sure it's a weight lifted off of his shoulders.
And he did that he was playing strong side, right? Like he normally does?
Yes. Yeah. He's our strong side backer. He usually goes to what the close call is, or to the tight end side.
Does any we talk about crowd noise affecting the offense, does it affect the defense at all when they really get loud?
Yeah, usually like when we're at home, we try to have less moving parts or double calls in our defensive game plan, just because you don't want a guy not to get a check or communication. When you're on the road, you can do a little more of that stuff because as a defense, you can communicate. I would think for an offense, it would go the opposite. So at home, they can probably do some more checking and some more double called stuff because it's easy to communicate, whereas on the road, they got to probably be a little bit simpler or be really good with their nonverbal communication.
Wait, I'm confused. No, I asked does that crowd noise affect your guys' ability to communicate with each other if that crowd is yelling for the Seahawks offense?
No, usually when a home offense is on the field, you can hear a pin drop in a stadium. So it's very easy for a defense to communicate. Where it's hard for us to communicate is when we're at home in front of the dog pound, which we love, you know, but that it's when you're at home, it's hard on the defense.
Jim, he's got almost three games going against teams that are all fighting for a playoff spot. Yeah. What do you want to see from your side of the football over the 3 weeks to build upon what you did on Sunday?
I want to I want to play well enough that puts us in position to win the game. You know, that's our goal every week. I think it's a great opportunity with the three opponents we have left. It's a great opportunity this week. Our guys expect to go down there and win a football game. It's the same thing every week.
In the context of obviously it seemed to be a nice team win, to extrapolate a little bit out of that and ask a Manziel question, what kind of a spark was Manziel for the defense, even though that's kind of an intangible thing? That's the question.
That's hard for me to answer. That'd probably be a better question for some of our players. I don't know. Usually when the offense is out there, I'm sitting on the bench, I'm looking at the stills, I'm looking at what I've shown, what they've shown, I'm trying to game plan my next possession, what I want to show them, what I'm doing to take away. I rarely see our offense play, so I wouldn't know.
Generalize that question a little bit. Insofar as any quarterback, a starting quarterback, is going to beat a team leader to some extent, how are you guys in your set of the ball looking at Manziel at this point?
As far as a team leader?
Yeah, however you happen to be looking. No, the background is, it seems obvious that any quarterback on any team is an overall team leader.
So yeah, I think Johnny's done a great job this year. I'm in the building late. He's in the building late. I'm in the building early. He's in the building early. So he's here. He's working. Our leaders on defense are Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitner. Those are the two guys that lead us. So that, for me to speak about, is Johnny leading the whole team, that's hard for me to say.